This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, going over Shabbos, everybody. So we're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Today we do the Arurim. V'ata nevar be'ezos Hashem. Now I will explain with the help of Hashem. Mashe yo'adnu l'el, what I promised before, b'tchilas ha'psicha l'faret, to enumerate in the beginning of the psicha, kama arurin mekabel alatzei, how many curses one puts upon himself. One who does not guard himself from this terrible midah. Number one, levad kol alav ma'asen anal, aside from the 17 lavin and the 14 ases, oiver al oror makle re'eo basasar. Curse is someone who hits his friend in secret. Shukoy al lashon hara, it's going on lashon hara. K'may de'isa b'sifri u'b'perish Rashi b'chumash. And the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim says this applies whether he's present and when he's not present, but only to the speaker. Even though you could ask, if it's basaser, then maybe if he's not present. It's only if he's not present. No, even if he's present. Even if the subject is present. Beis, oiver gamken al or mashke iver badarech. Curse is someone who causes the blind person to err on the road. What does that refer to? Diyadua de kavanas ha-kasav la'arar, it is known, the intent of the pasuk is to put a curse al misha noisin michshol lefnei achar shiasa yada iser. Someone who puts a stumbling block before another that you cause him to do an avera. Dumya de lav de lefnei iver lo yisitein michshol. Similar to lav of lefnei iver. So whatever circumstances one would violate lefnei iver, we know the mesaper is over lefnei iver because he causes a mekabel to receive it. The mekabel is over lefnei iver because he causes a mesaper to speak it. One, it takes two to tango. One can't do it without the other. So you would also be over or mashke iver badarach. Now remember, Chafetz Chaim had a suffix that the mesaper is always over on lefnei iver. The mekabel, maybe only the first mekabel is over lefnei iver. The second mekabel, the second guy standing there, since the mesaper could have done it without him, so maybe he's not causing him to do the avera. Or unless we say no, because he's causing the mesaper to violate a bigger avera. Okay, that was the suffix. Gimel, v'mchaz sham nasa dar etzel k'may hefker. If, heaven forbid, the avera of lashon hara has become like hefker, she'enoy mekabel al atzmei li shamrim mena, that person says, you know, I don't do that. That's not part of my Judaism. You know, you have people, there's certain things, you know, I don't do that. You know, so a guy walks out by the haftarah. I don't do that. I didn't grow up with that. That's not part of my... So someone who's mafker, the avera, there's another aror. Oiver oid al or shlishiv, who or asher lo yakim es dibei ha-Torah zois la'asois oisam. Cursed is he who does not uphold the words of the Torah to do it. Sheperushai, the meaning is, asher lo yikabel al atzmai l'kayim es kalad Torah. Someone who doesn't accept upon himself to fulfill the Torah. Vu nikra mumar, he's like a heretic, l'davar echad. He's like a rebel for one thing. Normally we say a mumar is someone who's not mekabel the Torah, but you could have a fine yid who's mekabel 612 mitzvahs. If he's not mekabel this, regarding this, he's a mumar. Kivan shebishat nefesh oivar al isra chamer hazeh. Why is he considered a mumar? Because he flagrantly is violating this isra chamer. B'machzik davar zeh shel Torah Hashem esle lehefker. And he's considering this thing, the Torah of Hashem, as hefker to him. K'moy shar mumar l'chala Torah kula, like any other mumar for the whole Torah. V'al kein gadol avoynoi minasai, therefore his sin is too great to bear. Harei chishavnu gimel arurin, behold we have enumerated three curses. Hamitsuyin lavai aide mida ra hazo, that are likely to come through this terrible midah. By the way, one of the benefits of learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim is that if you learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim regularly, at the very least, well, you cannot say that the person is mafkir this lav. Someone spends an amount of time daily learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, obviously they value Lashon Hara. So it might happen that a person is nichshal. Well, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. But at the great benefit of learning Hilchos Lashon Hara is that you put it back on the map. You know, v'im chas v'chalila lashon hara al aviv v'ima, if heaven forbid, the lashon hara is on your father or mother, oivar oid al oror revi, one is further oivar, a fourth oror, v'hu oror makle aviv v'ima, curse is someone who who disparages his father and mother, now, what does it mean to get an Arur? The statement of the Gemara in Shavuos is known. The Arur by Klala by Nidai. Arur is a curse. It gets an excommunication. Lachain, Kalish, any person, Shayadea ba'atzmai, that knows about himself, Shaloi Nizhar may Avain Hamar Hazeh, that he's not careful about this bitter sin, Tsarach Liois Chared Benavshai, he should be frightened for his soul. Ulai, perhaps, Chas V'Shalom, Niduhu Bashamayim Azam, maybe they excommunicated him from heaven. Ukein Mashakasa B'Sefer Charedim, like it's written in the Sefer Charedim, Le'inyin Makla Avav Imai Ayin Sham. There are many other bad repercussions and outcomes from the bitter sin of Lashnara. Kagoyin midas ha'achzarias, it could lead to cruelty, hagerua, which is very despicable. Umidas hakas, and the mida of anger, shu avin chama, which is a severe sin. K'moy shefligu chazal b'shabbos, like chazal go to great lengths to explain in Masechet Shabbos. V'gan kamam ba'idei zeh l'leitzonos. Often Lashon Hara could bring you to mockery. V'lashare midos roitz k'yosvem, or other similar bad attributes. Al kein, therefore, al kein, al kol divrei ha'psicha hazois. Chafetz Chaim is paraphrasing. Basically, this is the reason for this psicha. By the way, you know, the Chafetz Chaim wrote the psicha before he wrote the rest of the Sefer as a standalone. Like, in other words, even if you don't know all the halachas of Lashon Hara, but you see this psicha, that basically, if you go over to a guy and you say one sentence of Lashon Hara, you say five words, it's worse than eating a piece of pig. Well, the statement I just made is not a hyperbole, it's not an exaggeration. It's worse. It is worse. No Jew would eat a piece of pig. If you read this psicha, the Chafetz Chaim wanted a person to feel that as far from a chazer as you would, right? You wouldn't go on Pesach, and let's say somebody gave you a food on Pesach, and there was a hechsher, and was it a good hechsher? It's an ortho. It's not a good hechsher, but you say you're not going to eat it. I'm telling you, nobody's going to eat it, and it's probably kosher, and this is worse. So says the Chafetz Chaim, "Al kol divrei apsicha zeh, shemimenu nuchal haben es god al kol ba'al yedei lashnara rechilos," that we could understand the destruction that comes from singing lashnara rechilos. Be'ara lanu ator b'feresh ishlo zeh. Therefore, the Torah explained and enunciated a specific isser without beating around the bush, because you know the Torah could have just said, "Look, in every situation of the 31." The Iraisas and three Arurim, you're bound to violate like 17 of them. So the Torah didn't have to give a specific Isra of Lashon Hara, because there are enough things that say not to do it. But in order to save you, that you don't get near it, the Kasva Aleh Lav Meyucha, the Torah wrote a explicit Lav Vahu, Loi Seleich Rachel Ba'amecha, Yoiser Me'al Kol Amidos Rois, above and beyond all bad midos, uchumay shekasavnu betchilas hapsicha, like we wrote in the beginning of the psicha, uvezai nishlam hapsicha. With this, the psicha is concluded. Va'avakesh liyedidi ha'koyre. The Chavetz Chaim says, I beg you, my friend, the reader. I mean, can you imagine Chavetz Chaim is asking you to do something? It's like my heart is beating. The Chavetz Chaim is asking us. Shazois hapsicha yikra v'yachzer v'yikra. That you should read over this psicha many times. Of all that we're going to learn in this sefer, this will be the most beneficial. The words of this psicha are gleaned from the rishayim. Asher divrehem kedoshim utahirim. The words of the rishayim are holy and pure. Bayarais kamari alapidim. They burn like a torch. You could be sure the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Yad HaKtana, the Smag, they were all careful from this Mida to the nth degree, to the epitome. Al kein divrehen payalem oid belev karehen. Therefore, their words are so effective on the heart of the reader. This is one of the most powerful statements in the writings of the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the personal observance of the writer has an effect on the reader. And because the words of the Psicha come from the Rishonim, who definitely were so careful in Lashon Hara, it will have a deep influence on the reader. By the way, this is a very important principle in general. The efficacy of even, obviously, the spoken word is much more effective if the speaker themselves is careful in that inyan. Even though it's an intangible quality. Who knows? Nobody knows. Nobody knows whether maybe the speaker is just saying words and he himself is not careful. But when it comes to speaking, everybody understands, it comes across. Amazingly, the Chafetz Chaim is teaching, it comes across in the written word. And therefore, let's apply this to the rest of the Sefer. Because who is more careful in Lashon Hara than the Chafetz Chaim himself? Who is more careful in the laws of Lashon Hara than the Chafetz Chaim? So therefore, every word the Chafetz Chaim writes definitely is very powerful and effective. V'gam yeda akore. You should also know, reader, that I didn't just randomly grab Lavin and Asin. Rak chakarti, I investigated with Darashi and I searched. Heitev es tayag mitzvahis. Vaharbe yegiyos yagati. And I toiled greatly. Ad sha'azarani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem helped me. Shematzasi es elu hanoisim linyanenu, that I found these mitzvahs that are appropriate for our inyan. Uchidei shalo yipalei b'enei akarei. So it should not be a wonder to you. If the sin of Lashon Hara and Oina is so strict, why do we find many times in the Gemara, it seems that sometimes an Amora could poke at his friend? Says the Chafetz Chaim, I didn't forget to address that. At the end of the Sefer, I copied over from the Tshuva the Chavos Yair, why sometimes an Amora will say, you know, I think Rav was sleeping when he said that. Hey, is that, that's not Oinah Asdvarim, that's not Lashon Hara. V'gam harbi ma'amorim teratzi ba'atzmi b'soy ha-sefer, ze'ersham. And I myself answered up a lot of it in the Sefer. Rabbi Yisai, this concludes the Psicha. The Hilchos Lashon Hara in general are considerably shorter than what we did in the Psicha, or at least shorter. And, you know, this is a milestone to finish the Psicha. And Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya to be zohir in these halachas. It should be a zechus for all of us personally, all of our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. Shkayach, have a great Shabbos, everyone. Oh, that being said,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.